Grace by Reverend Bill Langrack. Simply amazing grace is, more glorious than the sun, Psalm 36, verse 9, but few can see it, John 9, verse 39. Exceedingly precious, but free, Ephesians 2, verse 7, and Romans 5, verse 15. A gift, you cannot buy it, Romans 5, verse 15, and Acts 8, verse 20. More valuable than gold, but unwanted until received, Proverbs 22, verse 1, and John 4, verse 10. If you work for grace, you cannot have it, but without grace, you cannot work, Romans 11, verse 6, and 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Most abundant, yet uncommon, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15, Exodus 33, verse 19. Gentle, yet irresistible, Acts 4, verse 33. It makes the dead alive, the weak strong, the blind see, the ugly beautiful, and the humble glorious. How fitting the final word from God in Scripture is, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Grace is the gift of God, Ephesians 2 verse 8. For everyone, elect and reprobate, them that are saved and them that perish, God forbid, show one word from God that says so. It can't be done. He will be gracious to whom he will be gracious, Exodus 33 verse 19. And he is gracious to his elect, 1 Peter 1, verse 2. He bestows grace upon his church, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1. He gives it to the least, the lowly and humble, Ephesians 3, verse 8, Proverbs 3, verse 34, and James 4, verse 6. To all them that love Jesus Christ, Ephesians 6, verse 24. It was Noah, Abraham, Moses, Israel, Gideon, and Mary who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace is not in things, it is an attitude of God toward someone in his covenant. Grace is God's covenantal kindness, Ephesians 2 verse 7. It is to have his face shine upon you, full of compassion, slow to anger, of great mercy, ever mindful of his covenant. Number 6, verse 25, Psalm 145, verse 8, and Psalm 111, verses 4 through 5. It is to be the friend of the king, Proverbs 22, verse 11. God is gracious to his friends because of his covenant promise, 2 Kings 13, verse 23. Grace makes sure the covenant promise that he will be their God and they shall be his people, Romans 4, verse 16, and Jeremiah 31, verse 1 through 2. Thus, by grace are we saved, and a remnant left to escape, the remnant according to the election of grace. Ephesians 2, verse 8, 2 Kings 13, verse 23, and Romans 11, verse 5. By grace we are accepted in the Beloved, have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins, Ephesians 1, verse 6 through 7. By grace we are called, justified freely, and made heirs of eternal life, Galatians 1, verse 15, Romans 3, verse 24, and Titus 3, verse 7. Grace gives everlasting consolation and good hope, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 16. And grace makes us abound to every good work, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. By grace we speak, live in the world, labor abundantly, and serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Romans 12, verse 3, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 12, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, and Hebrews 12, verse 28. By the grace of God, I am what I am, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. How could grace be for everyone? Grace comes not by rain and sunshine, but by Jesus Christ, John 1, verse 17. It is his grace, Romans 16, verse 20. He is the God of all grace and the man through whom this gift abounds to many, 1 Peter 5 verse 10 and Romans 5 verse 15. He is full of grace, John 1 verse 14. It is poured into his lips, so he is blessed forever, Psalm 45 verse 2. And this grace proceeds from his mouth, Luke 4 verse 22. This fullness we receive, grace for grace, John 1 verse 16, even before the world began, 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. And now to each of us according to the measure of Christ, Ephesians 4 verse 7. The great blessing is, grace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1 verse 2. No real need to add, by the operation of the Holy Spirit, for to receive grace is to receive the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of grace who proceeds from both Father and Son, Hebrew 10 verse 29, Zechariah 12 verse 10. Thus, when the Spirit was poured out upon the church, great grace was upon them all, Acts 4 verse 33. No wonder the church defends so vigorously the character of grace. It contends not about mere words, common or particular, hopelessly weak or comfortingly powerful, but the very nature of God the Spirit. No wonder grace is what it is, irresistible, the sufficient strength of Christ and effectual working of his power, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, Ephesians 3 verse 7. God's blessing, multiplied by knowledge of Jesus through means of the gospel of grace, 2 Peter 1 verse 2, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 19, and by coming boldly before his throne to ask for this Holy Spirit, Hebrews 4 verse 16 and Lord's Day 45. No wonder it is so glorious, precious, beautiful, amazing, the gift of God, the unspeakable gift, 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15. It really can only be experienced. What is grace? This, that God became flesh and dwelt among us, John 1 verse 14, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, and that through this poverty we became rich, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, that being found in fashion as a man, he became obedient unto the death of the cross, Philippians 2 verse 8, grace, that saved a wretch like me, Romans 7 verse 24.